Alex, how do you feel after that? Because it's never easy to come away from home and come from behind and win a match.
No, but I think if you look at the stats over the season, I think we're the team that's done it most over the season in terms of having that resilience to when you do get a setback or you do go a goal down, we respond very well. So if I'm being honest, it wasn't so much a concern when they scored. You know, I was more concerned at the fact that we didn't play well first half. You know, I thought our first half performance was poor. I don't think that we picked up enough second balls. I thought we went too direct in our first ball as well. We should have tried to get it out a bit more. We didn't keep the ball at the top end of the pitch. We didn't win enough headers at the back end of the pitch. And that was all addressed at half-time. You know, so the pleasing thing was getting into the break one each. So if you look at the chances in the game, we probably arguably did the same amount of them in the first half. But I wasn't happy with how we performed because we've got a method in how we want to play and we fell short of that in the first half.
Yeah, crucially you got better. The energy levels seemed to be better in the second half. More chances, more fluent with the ball in
just
possession.
Everything really. You know, we kept the ball at the top end of the pitch better. We were braver in possession, made more passes of the ball. I think four times in the first half we gave unnecessary possession away. We either kicked it out the pitch or passed it straight to them, which is really unlike us. But we settled down second half, passed the ball really well, created good chances, had more intensity our play, hunted the ball better, won more balls at the back end of the pitch as well, and we kept the ball at the top end. So when you do all of that, you give yourself a much better opportunity to win in the game. And I thought we ran out worthy winners really in the end.
A very important winning goal. You almost had a Kane Eriksen moment because Alan Brown headed it. Callum Robinson didn't touch it now, we believe. What was your take on it?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, it's a great delivery for Paul Gallagher, and that's the quality he brings when he comes on the pitch. And we won't be appealing any goal to get it to any sort of player, so whoever scores, I'm not really bothered. We just want to make sure we get the 3 points. So great ball in, great in terms of attacking the ball, and like I say, I thought it was a deserved win.
You've hauled yourself back into the playoff mix now with back-to-back wins. You must be thrilled with that. Can you now make it?
Yeah, well, I think what we've got to do is focus on ourselves. You know, that's been the topic before the game in the last two, is whatever happens elsewhere, if we don't win, we're not going to get there. So what we've got to do is focus on our game, win the game, and then whatever happens will happen. You know, I think we're 3 points off at the moment. We've got 3 games remaining, and we've got as good a chance as anybody else that's in that area. So we just keep going and keep trying to win our games, and then we'll see what happens.
Have you got to win all three, do you think?
I'm not so sure, because a lot of the teams around us have got each other to play. But what we have got is we've got some points to claw back on ours. So we've managed to claw, I think, 2, maybe 3 back today on certain teams. And I think it makes for a really exciting end to the season. So we're up for the challenge, we're enjoying it, and we'll just keep going.
Is Paul Huntington okay? Was he out cold?
I'm not quite sure. You know, I thought Paul went up, I thought Paul headed the ball and then the keeper punched him square in the face. So it's never good when you get a punch square in the face. So, but he's a big lad. You know what I mean? He gets up and he gets on wet, and that's what I would expect from him.